Hello, everybody. I'm Hank Wilson. Welcome to episode 6 of my series, Builders of the Early Church. Today, it's about Justin Martyr. It's a faith that engages the mind. Now, he was born anywhere between 990 and 100 AD, and he was martyred in 165 AD. So now I say 90 to 100 because we don't have accurate dates as to, you know, birth certificates, things like that that we demand now. So we know that generally that's when he walked this earth. And in this series, we've been walking alongside those who helped shape the earliest generations of Christianity. Now, we're not looking at them as some kind of historical distant figures, but as real people who lived out their faith in a very complex and often difficult world. Now today, we're going to take a walk in a slightly different kind of story. He's not a fisherman, not a church elder from Jerusalem, not somebody standing at the empty tomb. No, today, we're walking with a thinker, a seeker, a man who spent much of his life asking a very simple but profound and deep question. What is true? His name was Justin Martyr. And his life invites us to consider something that still matters today. Can faith and reason walk together? You see, Justin was not raised as a Christian. He was trained in philosophy, the intellectual world of the Roman Empire. He explored different schools of thought, Stoicism, Platonism, and other philosophical traditions. Each one promised truth. Each one offered a way of understanding life. But Justin found them to be incomplete. They gave ideas, but no certainty. They offered insight, but not fulfillment. And at some point, we don't know exactly when, but at some point, Justin encounters Christianity. And what he discovers surprises him. He does not see Christianity as a rejection of reason. He sees it as the fulfillment of what philosophy was searching for all along. Justin's conversion wasn't driven by fear, wasn't driven by pressure. It was driven by recognition. He believed he had found the truth he had been seeking. And from that point forward, he doesn't abandon his intellectual background. He uses it. He becomes what we call today an apologist, someone who explains and defends the Christian faith. You know, the world that he faced was a different world. Well, actually, maybe not quite as different as it is today. You know, the Roman world didn't understand Christianity. Christians were often accused of being irrational, being dangerous to society, rejecting traditional gods, undermining cultural stability. There was suspicion. There was misunderstanding, and sometimes there was hostility. Justin steps into that environment and does something remarkable. He writes, not to argue harshly, not to attack, but to explain. In works like his Apologies, which is Defenses of the Faith, Justin addresses and talks to Roman authorities directly. He says, in essence, examine what we believe. He invites investigation. He appeals to their reason. He explains Christian practices, beliefs, and ethics. He argues that Christianity is not foolish. It's not chaotic. It's not dangerous in the way that people think, the way that people thought at the time. Instead, he presents it as rational, moral, true. And there's something deeply calm about his approach. He's not defensive. He's not combative. He's simply confident. And that confidence is seen in his dialogue with 3PO. And this is from Justin Martin, Martyr 2:8. There existed long before this time certain men more ancient than all those who are esteemed philosophers, both righteous and beloved by God, who spoke by the divine spirit and foretold events which would take place, which are now taking place. They are called prophets. These alone both saw and announced the truth to men, neither reverencing nor fearing any man, not influenced by a desire for glory, but speaking those things alone which they saw and which they heard, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Their writings are still extant, and he who has read them is very much helped in his knowledge of the beginning and the ends of things, and of those matters which the philosopher ought to know, provided he has believed them. But pray that, above all things, the gates of light may be opened to you, for these things cannot be perceived or understood by all, but only by the man to whom God and his Christ have imparted wisdom. When I look at Justin's life, I see someone who understood that faith does not need to fear questions, because truth does not collapse under examination. Justin reminds us that loving God involves more than emotion. It also involves the mind. It involves thinking clearly and thinking carefully, understanding clearly, being willing to engage with the world thoughtfully rather than withdrawing from it. Now, throughout this series, if you kept up with me, we've seen different expressions of faith. Barnabas encouraged people, and he's the encourager. Peter was restored. James stabilized Christians, stabilized the faith. Mary Magdalene remains and remained devoted. Ignatius endured under pressure. And now Justin, well, Justin added something and adds something new. He engages. He steps into the public conversation and says, "This faith can be understood." God did not shape Justin to be Ignatius. He shaped him to speak into a different need. Justin's world isn't as distant as it might seem. Today, people still ask, is Christianity reasonable? Does faith make sense? Can belief stand up to scrutiny? And sometimes I'm afraid a lot of believers are unsure of how to respond. Justin's life offers a gentle encouragement. You don't have to fear those questions. You don't have to avoid them. Faith is not weakened by understanding. It is often strengthened by it. And perhaps, for some of us, the calling is not only to believe, but to understand, to listen carefully, to speak thoughtfully, to represent Christ with both clarity and humility. You know, Justin's life and his story does not end in comfort. Despite his reasoned defense of Christianity, despite his calm explanations, he is eventually arrested. And, like many before him, he was executed for his faith. That's where his name comes from. Martyr. Witness. He did not only explain the faith, he remained faithful to it, even to the end. Justin Martyr spent his life searching for truth, and when he found it, he did not keep it to himself. He explained it, he defended it, he lived it, and ultimately, he gave his life for it. His story should remind us that faith is not something we check at the door of our thinking. It is something that invites us to love God with our heart, with our minds. And perhaps today, the invitation I want to offer you is quite simple. Where is God calling us to engage more thoughtfully? Where might we move from uncertainty into understanding? because the same truth Justin discovered is still available to us today. I'm Hank Wilson. Thank you for joining me on this journey. God bless y'all, and I'll talk to you later.